Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
All right. Apparently, over the weekend, an endorsement on a website that's authoritatively connected to Al-Qaeda issued something of an endorsement for John McCain. It's not unprecedented for Al-Qaeda or other terrorist organizations to weigh in on the electoral campaign. We want you to weigh in on the significance of this endorsement.
Khrushchev wore a Kennedy button back in the election in 1960, and it had no impact, even though a lot of Nixon supporters published it. I think this endorsement of Al-Qaeda for McCain will have absolutely no impact at all in this election.
877-8-MY-TAKE. That's how you can reach us with your reaction to McCain's apparent endorsement by Al-Qaeda. And 4 years ago, bin Laden attempted to weigh into the election between George Bush and John Kerry. Joining us now is Nicholas Kristof, New York Times columnist who wrote about the endorsement on the website for John McCain and got an enormous amount of response from his readers. Nick Kristof, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
It's not unprecedented for organizations of all types around the world to be concerned and greatly interested in the outcome of U.S. presidential elections. Our listener there mentioning that Khrushchev wore a Kennedy button. What do you think the significance of this endorsement is for John McCain right now?
You know, it certainly would have less impact on John McCain than if it had been the other way around. If Al-Qaeda had endorsed Obama, then that would have fit into this narrative of, you know, this guy who may be a little bit squishy on Islam, who we're a little unsure about, this kind of thing. I think that coming for McCain, I don't think it hurts him nearly as much as it would have hurt Obama. But we'll have to see. I think it certainly reflects, at least from my point of view, the preference that that groups like Al-Qaeda do have for a sort of a tough, fulminating line, longer time in Iraq, and this kind of thing that I think really help their long-term recruiting.
Well, the headline is disclosure that while there might have been some ambiguity about what Al-Qaeda did in issuing a video with Osama bin Laden in 2004, seeming to sort of endorse Kerry, but the CIA analysis of that tape suggested that, no, in fact, that was an attempt to manipulate, and a clear preference was for George Bush. Here, the preference is clearly for John McCain, and it would seem to be there are pragmatic reasons for that. What do you think the pragmatic reasons on Al-Qaeda's part are for this endorsement?
Well, Al-Qaeda's main issue is recruiting. They need a constant flow of new people into their ranks to be suicide terrorists, to be fighters, and they also need a sort of a vaguely supportive local population in places where they operate to endorse their efforts. And that's much easier to do at a time when local people are really mad at the U.S. And so if you have a U.S. president who is committed to staying in Iraq for a very, very long time, to having bases abroad, who has a general inclination to use to address problems with military force, then that's much easier to rouse supporters and get people indignant than if you have this African American president with a Muslim grandfather who just does not fit their narrative.
Well, that's easy enough to conclude. Recruitment obviously is the lifeblood of an organization like Al-Qaeda. But how difficult has it been for Al-Qaeda to get its message out compared to 2004? There have been difficulties with their websites over the last few weeks.
Yeah, they've had a number of websites that have been they have a whole bunch of websites, and they communicate, very effectively. They really know their internet. And they're committed when they do attacks. They're committed to videoing them sometimes from multiple angles and then putting them on these websites. But a number of those have been closed down. The one that this was posted on is Al-Hasba, which is a password-protected site. So this was not quite like the 2004 video that was sent out publicly. This was more a sort of a commentary for internal use. And we may not have we may not have seen the real weighing in, the real equivalent of that 2004 video. That may still be yet to come. And there's a lot of nervousness, I think, in the intelligence community that there could indeed be some kind of an attack in the run-up to the election.
But just in terms of a communique per se, do you think it would have the same impact this time around, given it's 4 years later, and in some level the public gets desensitized to these videos and the audio recordings that we've been hearing over and over again for 7 years plus?
Yeah, and certainly we're 4 more years removed from 9/11. I think if it were just a video, that would not have the impact. But I mean, I think there's a general sense in the intelligence community that if al-Qaeda has the capacity to engage in an attack, then the run-up to the election would be a time when they would very well likely to do that. Nobody knows whether they have that capacity.
Well, but is that what your sources are telling you, that the security establishment, if there's a capability, they expect that it would be used between now and the election day?
Well, I mean, of course, nobody really knows, but there is a strong sense that al-Qaeda likes to intervene in elections, and that's based partly on the 2004 video and partly on the Spanish, the bombing in Spain right on the eve of the election,
which actually was decisive. It brought down the government.
Exactly.
All right. And well, Nick, it's something definitely to think about over breakfast this morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Sure, my pleasure.
Nicholas Kristof is a New York Times columnist who wrote about the endorsement of John McCain, apparently, by al-Qaeda on an internal website. More details to come.